3RW with Dennis Walter. You know, Melbourne does pride itself on its cuisine and culture, and a festival that celebrates both of those is about to celebrate its 10th birthday. I'm talking about the Taste of Melbourne, and joining me is iconic Melbourne chef and restaurateur, George Colombaris. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dennis. And as you said, 10th year, I didn't even realise that, but I remember vividly the first year of it, and that was at the exhibition buildings in Carlton, and that was a lot of fun. So here we are 10 years later.
Do other cities do things like this, or have we sort of led the way a bit?
Yeah, look, I would say, look, we're probably one of the leaders, but look, now it happens worldwide. I mean, there's one happening in Auckland this weekend. But yeah, look, it's exciting, the Melbourne one. I mean, it's a lovely way for all of us sort of restaurateurs to get together all in one space. But more importantly, more exciting for customers. They can come in, wander around and taste, you know, little dishes from lots of restaurants and get a good little sort of understanding and, experience of what the incredible Melbourne food scene's all about.
Actually, what a good idea that is, because I reckon people tend to think, oh, I'm going out for dinner. I'll go somewhere I trust. This gives them an opportunity to try things.
Yeah, exactly. And it gives, you know, that also that restaurateur an opportunity to, you know, showcase their what they do for those that probably would have never tried their restaurant before. And, you know, hopefully they fall in love with what they do. I mean, we'll have all of our brands there, Garvey, Jimmy Grant, Hellenic Republic, and we'll do a very limited amount of dishes from the press club. So, you know, we're pretty pumped. We've been part of this, the fabric of Taste of Melbourne since day one. And, and it's here again. And it's sort of, I think, you know, we're all yesterday pretty pumped with the way the weather was. Hope it's going to be a fantastic weekend when it comes along.
Now, there's a lot of collaborating going on, and you paired with Ash Keating. Tell us about Ash.
It's a great collaboration. Putting good people together forging forward and creating something that's special.
How has the culinary scene changed? Let's just say, not in 10 years, but in your lifetime and in your time of running restaurants and successful restaurants?
Look, dramatically, mate. I mean, you know, there was a piece in today's paper about, you know, Uber Eats and, you know, how that's changing the landscape of the way we eat. I'm not against Uber Eats. I think we're one of their biggest customers. I sort of look at it like this, you know, there's options for what people can eat nowadays, and that's exciting. You know, gone are the days where you have to resort to the sort of bad, you know, takeaway at your home. You can now get great restaurant quality food at home. But on top of that, if you want the experience of the restaurant, you can go into it. And Melbourne has that many. We are blessed with everything from, you know, great Indian to, you know, just look at the lineup that's coming to Taste with Matty Wilkinson, who's got this incredible pie shop, who's a beautiful boy. Kuskun, who's cooking the most amazing Turkish food out in Balaclava. I mean, you know, we are so multicultural and diverse, and we say that all the time, but we truly are when it comes to our food, and I'm proud of it. I think, you know, that's why the best chefs in the world want to come here and open up restaurants. That's why the top 50 awards happened here in Melbourne this year. You know, we're pretty lucky.
Actually, I'd like to hear from listeners. What have you tried that you had never had before that you've really loved? 96900693. Because, George, with all of the diversity of restaurants that we have, and you're talking about little ones tucked away in suburban Melbourne, people must be trying things. They must be.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, look, as I think what we are is, I think we're open to, you know, look, am I cooking Greek food like it's been cooked in Greece? Absolutely not. It's my Aussie spirit within what I do. And, you know, and there's nothing like what we do here in Melbourne in any parts of Greece. You know, I think we're lucky because we've got an open mind, we've got an open spirit, an open heart in the way we eat and want to eat. You know, and it just makes us, again, one of these cities that people come to. They want to come because not only there's good things to do, but there's great food as well. And let's not also, you know, shy away. We've got some great little bars tucked away in little nooks and crannies throughout our CBD that just add this lovely colour.
Taste of Melbourne is on 30th of November to the 3rd of December, Yarra Park. Tickets, melbourne.com. melbourne.tastefestivals.com. melbourne.tastefestivals.com. George, a little birdie told me that you're already into MasterChef and it's pretty damn good.
That little birdie is correct. We're, Dennis, I'm sort of, you know, pinched myself as we started on set a couple of weeks ago because it's been 10 years. You know, who would have thought our 10th season of MasterChef, here we go. That's a lot of television, but I'm super proud.
Fascinating thing this year in television has been so much that is family friendly that's been successful, from Little Hot Shots to Dr. Blake's Mysteries to The Block. There's definitely a turn back to television where the whole family can watch. You blokes were ahead of the game.
Yeah, mate, we're really proud of that. We're proud of the fact that you don't have to be, you can be 8 or 80, it doesn't matter, it doesn't discriminate. Got nothing to do with colour, race, religion. You know, it's about humanity and people, and that's what we're about. And we love that, and we're very proud that we're coming back, into our 10th season.
George, pleasure to chat. Continued success.
Thank you, mate. Thanks, Dennis. Cheers, mate.
So here's the question: have you tried something different, something that was a bit of a perhaps a risky dining experience, and enjoyed it? And what was it? Or if someone was coming to Melbourne, they're coming here for the first time, obviously food's going to come up, where would you take them? Where would you take them for what you believe would be a really good dining experience? 96900693. If you're listening in regional Victoria, 131332.
Hi, Hans from Camboil Electrics. Massive air conditioning sale. Up to 25% off Mitsubishi Electric. Split system or fully ducted. Prompt installation. Massive up to 25% off retail price. Mitsubishi Electric air conditioning sale on now. 9809-2222. CamboilElectrics.com.au.
Fatal real estate traps exposed.
Did you know that selling your home is one of the top causes of modern-day stress?